Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The International Criminal Court is calling on member states to stand up against sanctions by President Trump,
saying the move was an attempt to harm its independent and impartial judicial work. Trump signed an executive order against the ICC Thursday for its investigations of Israel. The sanctions include stopping ICC officials from entering the U.S. The International Court issued an arrest warrant against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his actions towards Palestinians in Gaza following the October 2023 Hamas attack. Trump says the ICC's actions set a dangerous precedent, while Liz Evanson with Human Rights Watch says U.S. sanctions against ICC officials would be a gift to those around the globe responsible for mass atrocities. Neither the United States nor Israel are members of the ICC or recognize it. I'm Jennifer King.
Iran's supreme leader says U.S. talks are not intelligent, wise, or honorable, upending a push to negotiate a nuclear deal. I'm Ed Donahue.